Good evening, and a very warm welcome to the service this evening. It's good to see all of you here, perhaps some here for the first time, and if you're here for the first time, you're very welcome, and you're very welcome as well. And if you're able to stay behind, there's tea, coffee, punch, mince pies at the end of the service, so please stay behind. It'd be good to get the chance to enjoy some fellowship together. She's giving me smiles. She's the only one who is just now. So, what we're going to do in the course of the service tonight, we're going to worship God and we're going to hear the Christmas story. So, we've got various carols. We have 11 carols and we have 9 readings. And it's just going to flow. So, various people from the congregation are going to read. And we're going to begin with Away in a Manger, the very familiar carol that we sing with the wee ones. But before we sing and before we read, let's pray and let's ask for God's help as we come together in the name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening and we thank you for the blessing that we have of being able to come together in this way. We thank you for each other and for the encouragement that we get as we take time one with each other in this place. And we thank you for the promise that we have that where two or three meet together in the name of Jesus, you will be here with us. So we thank you that we have the assurance that you are with us, God, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that as we sing these carols that are so familiar to us, that we would sing from our hearts, that we would sing worship to you, the God who is worthy of all our praise. And we pray that as we read your word, that we would have our ears and our eyes and our hearts opened to the wonder of the Christmas story, the promise that came over hundreds and thousands of years that a Savior was coming, one who would bring peace and joy and life everlasting to all who believe. So help us, we pray, if we are believers, to worship you from our hearts and to give thanks for all that we share in as we take hold of Jesus. And for any tonight who may not yet have trusted Christ, we pray that you would be working in their hearts also, that each one of us would see our need of Jesus, and each one of us would believe and come to the Jesus who promises to receive all who come to him. So be amongst us, we pray. Be lifted up, Lord Jesus, in all that we do, and draw us to yourself. Bless us, we pray, take away our sin, and we ask these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Also, we're going to sit for some of the carols, and we're going to stand for a few of them. So I'll tell you in advance, and I'll stand, so if you keep half an eye on me and Farrakhan at the front there. Come in, there's plenty of space. You're very welcome, John. And so we're going to stand for Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and we're going to stand for O Come All You Faithful, and we're going to stand for the First Noel. But I'll stand at the front when it's time, and we can all stand. But for the first carol, we'll remain seated. So Away in a Manger, and then after that carol has been sung, Cameron Morrison's going to come and read the first part of the Christmas story, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. Okay, it's Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 to 15. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some of the fruit from the tree, and I ate it." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The snake deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the snake, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Amen.
I read from Genesis 22, verse 15 to 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Amen.
I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 9. It says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen.
Yeah. this reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35 and verse 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Oh, This reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and she was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
I just want to share a thought, really. That's all it is. Just a thought for the next 5 minutes. Naeem, you don't need to go. And Evelyn, you don't need to be quiet. Because you're actually illustrating the point I want to begin with. Because over the last couple of years, we've had a real blessing. of babies being born. Born into the community and born into the church family. We had a creche, a lovely creche just through the wall there. And for 2 or 3 years, it sat there immaculate and empty. And now it's full. We're thinking about having to relocate the Sunday school into the creche and the creche into the Sunday school. And when I think back, the only noise I used to hear during sermons in the past was just the gentle purring snore of a few heavy heads. But now we have the happy shrieks of these wee ones. And we love to hear them. We love to hear the voices of these wee babies. And what we've been reading about in the different messages over the last few minutes is the story of a baby. A baby that was promised over hundreds of years and then was born in the little town of Bethlehem. We heard of this baby that was coming in Genesis and then through the prophet in Isaiah. And then in Luke, we're told that this little boy was born in Bethlehem, just as was promised. And on the night that the baby, Jesus, was born, there were shepherds out in the hill. And all of a sudden, heaven broke in. The darkness was broken by night. The silence was broken by the sound of song as heaven broke in to their experience. And the news story came forth to them first. Today, a baby has been born, and this baby has been born to you. And that's a kind of strange announcement when you think about it. Because when a baby is born, she is, as in Harris usually, over the last while, the baby is born to the parents, not to you. But this baby is God's gift to you and to me. The shepherds heard that. They're out in the fields. Heaven breaks in and says, a baby has been born, not to Mary and Joseph, but to you. And this child that was promised, this child that we've been singing about, is God's gift to you and to me. And just think for a second about his name, as Isaiah told us of his name. His name will be Wonderful. If you've got the old King James Version, it's got Wonderful, comma. So let's go with that for tonight. His name will be Wonderful. Something of the wonder of heaven is going to be found and heard and seen and experienced in this child. And when we think about Christmas, there is a sense of wonder about the season. We talk about the Christmas spirit or the magic of Christmas. And I know there's a lot of nostalgia packed into that. Sentimentalism, but at its core, that's true. Because in the Christmas story, we have the wonder of this child that was born, and he will be counselor, the one who's able to guide us through this life, and the one who's able to guide us even through death into life that's eternal. He will be counselor, and he will be mighty God. Isaiah tells us, as he predicts the coming of this baby, that the power of God would be present in the person of Jesus. And the power of God would be given to all those who belong to Jesus. Which is an incredible thing for us to think about. When we are scared, when we feel weak, if we are Christians, we have the power of God, Christ with us. His name will be Wonderful. His name will be Counselor. His name will be Mighty God. His name will be Everlasting Father. The first reading that was heard was from Genesis. And it was a sad reading to start with because it's about the fall of man. In the very beginning, we see God and we see Adam and Eve in perfect harmony, that that perfect relationship of love. But sin came in and broke that. And Adam and Eve, rather than spend time with God in the garden, when sin comes in, they're hiding from God. And the voice of God comes forth and says, "Where are you? Come to me." The sin has caused a barrier. And then there's the promise, "I will send one who will deal with your sin and who will bring you back to experience the love of the everlasting Father." And the one who was promised and the one who came is Jesus. And he will be the Prince of Peace. When sin came into the world, peace was lost. But this child was coming to save us from sin. This child was coming to bring heaven's peace to those who would receive him. Remember what Jesus said in John 14. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not of this world." It's heaven's peace. And that's the promise for those who trust in Jesus. I got a message even late last night from the bedside of someone who's perhaps coming towards the end of their time in this world. And the testimony from that bedside was, there's a peace that's not of this world in that place. And that's the promise that Jesus gives to those who will trust him. And so this story that we're hearing, this child that Isaiah promised, he was delivered, he was born into this world on the first Christmas. And the good news is, and the young ones are telling us how good the news is, the good news is, this child, he is offered to you. For to us, for to you and to me, a child is born. To us, a son is given. A Savior has been born to you. So let's just think about this as we move towards the conclusion of the service. Let's think about the wonder of all that we're reading in Scripture. Let's think about this offer of God to us, of the child. And let's think about our response to him as we continue to read and to sing our way through the Christmas story. We're going to sing the next hymn now, "While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night."
Oh, I am going to read from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen.
reading from Matthew 3, verses 1 to 6, and verses 13 to 17. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt round his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" John replied, "Let it be so." Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
This reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Take a seat for a moment, please. Just before we finish, I've been given a wee box of these books. Somebody's bought them and is donating them to anybody who wants to take one. The title of the book is Christmas Unbelievable? And there might be someone here, or there might be some people here, who are just listening to the whole Christmas story and wondering, how true is all this? We love this story, it's a familiar story, but there might be some who are struggling to grasp this as truth. And this is a wee book that helps us to see the truth of the Christmas story. There's four questions asked within it. Number one, was Jesus even a real person? Now, for most of us, that's not even a question. But there are some people who would contest even the life of Jesus in this world. And this is a book that takes us through the evidence of it. Secondly, can we take the gospel seriously? How reliable is the Bible? Maybe that's your question. It's answered in this wee book. Thirdly, how can you believe in a virgin birth? It's a miracle. And this is a book that helps us to think that through. And finally, why does it matter? And if these are questions that are in your mind and questions that you're thinking through, then at the table on the way out, I think, there's a wee box of these books. So thank you to the person who bought them. It wasn't me. And please be encouraged to take them. It's a gift. It's for you. And remember, this book is just a wee book that points us to the greater gift that was given to you. And that's the gift of Jesus. So let's stand now for our final prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the vastness of your love, that you would send your only begotten Son into this world to be born a human being, the Word of God in flesh appearing. And we thank you that Jesus came into this world on that rescue mission to save us from our sin. We thank you that Jesus lived for us that perfect sinless life. We thank you that Jesus went to the cross and died for us to deal with our sin, to overcome sin, to overcome death. And we thank you that Jesus rose and promised that everyone who believes in him will share in that resurrection life, that everlasting life. So give us faith, we pray, that we may each of us believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and know the blessing of salvation. A blessing that is not just for Christmas Day, but is for every day here that we are given in this world and then in the world to come, every day forever. So help us, we pray, to believe. Bless us in the tea and the coffee and what's been prepared. Help us, Lord, to enjoy that and to enjoy each other's company. And we ask, Lord, that you would be near to us over this Christmas season. Help us not to be distracted by the busyness, but to be still and to know that you are God and that you are with us. And now we pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of God the Holy Spirit would be with us all this Christmas time and forevermore. Amen.